Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, Blas Monaco. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Blas Monaco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monaco strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monaco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monaco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Larry reaches second base with a double. Blas Monaco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monaco is 0 for 1 in the game. Monaco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Walker moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monaco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0-1 in the game. Peete is hit by the pitch. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peete. The throw from Sullivan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-1 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Peete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blas Monaco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Larry steals second. Blas Monaco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monaco is 0-2 in the game. Monaco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-0 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monaco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-2 in the game. Averill strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Averill out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Soltis goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monaco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to second. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peet hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harder for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Monaco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Blas Monaco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monaco is 0-for-3 in the game. Monaco hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards first. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two triples. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 3 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Harder reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Larry is walked intentionally. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Blas Monaco. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kroner now playing second base. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.